Hello, my friends. You are tuned into WMFO Medford. And by the clock there, it is 10 after 11. Sorry for the late start, Bubbles in the Think Tank fans. Had a little bit of technical difficulties. I had to switch from Studio A to Studio C to get things going. I do appreciate you waiting. I am Ryan D. I'm from Music Savage, and I am covering this evening for the one and only Belinda. She was kind enough to go ahead and let me cover for her. I'm gonna play this some more. I'm a big fan of her opening music, so while I'm talking, I'm gonna have this in the background. Nothing wrong with listening to NRBQ, Trouble in the Head at the Hen House. Again, right? I didn't think so. Well, it's good to be here with all you folks. I hope that the Bubbles in the Think Tank faithful have stuck around. And I hope that I do Belinda proud tonight. Got a little bit of feedback there, but that's okay. I'm gonna let that slide. I hope that you're having a wonderful Saturday and that you're ready to think. You're ready to contemplate the end of the season. The summer season. School is back. In session. There's a crisp kind of feeling in the air as summer goes away and we welcome fall here in New England. So that's the theme of today's Bubbles in the Think Tank. Autumn, back to school, and the such. It's not so much the death of a season. Trees, leaves die as we prepare for winter. It's a moment to reflect and to embrace the new seasons ahead. I hope that Belinda is having a great road trip. It looks like she is. Now, Bubbles in the Think Tank faithful out there listening, I know that I cannot be Belinda. I cannot encompass that power, but I can do my best. So let's have a good time tonight, and let's get into some music that talks about, that makes you think about the coming season of autumn and the beginning of the school year for everybody. Here's Earth, Wind & Fire. Starting off in a dancey kind of way. Get up and dance and celebrate. It is September after all.
Dancing. Just before lunch one day, a puppet show was put on at school. It was called Mr. Bungle Goes to Lunch. It was fun to watch. In the puppet show, Mr. Bungle came to the boys' room on his way to lunch. He looked at his hands. His hands were dirty, and his hair was messy. But Mr. Bungle didn't stop to wash his hands or comb his hair. He went right to lunch. Then, instead of getting into line at the lunchroom, Mr. Bungle pushed everyone aside and went right to the front. Even though this made the children laugh, no one thought that was a fair thing to do. Then, in the lunchroom, Mr. Bungle was so clumsy.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old.
I love you. 7:30, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the, anyone? The Great Depression, passed the, anyone? The tariff bill, the Hawley-Smoot Tariff Act, which, anyone, raised or lowered? Raised tariffs in an effort to collect more revenue for the federal government. Did it work? Anyone? Anyone know the effects? It did not work, and the United States sank deeper into the Great Depression. Today, we have a similar debate over this. Anyone know what this is, class? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone seen this before? The Laffer Curve. Anyone know what this says? It says that at this point on the revenue curve, you will get exactly the same amount of revenue as at this point. This is very controversial. Does anyone know what Vice President Bush called this in 1980? Anyone? Something D-O-O economics. Voodoo economics.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
You're just a melody.
The children knew that even though Mr. Bungle was funny to watch, he wouldn't be much fun to eat with. Phil knew that a Mr. Bungle wouldn't have many friends. He wouldn't want to be like Mr. Bungle. Later, Miss Brown said it was time for the children who ate in the cafeteria to go to lunch. She hoped there weren't any Mr. Bungles in this room. Phil stopped to return a book to Miss Brown while his friends were there.
You are tuned into Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am Ryan D, covering for the always glamorous Belinda as she sees the many wonders of this great country in a car. That's the only way to do it sometimes, right? Just traveling in a car, seeing the world. I hope that the Bubbles in the Think Tank faithful are enjoying the show. I am tuned into the Facebook page and really appreciating all the updates, Bill. Everything looks great. And I really do have to apologize, M. Freddie Stockwell. I know Pink Floyd is... It's not something... It's an issue, you know, that people either take sides, yes or no. But, you know, honestly, that song fit into the theme of the show today. So I had to play it. I hope that you do forgive me for adding in something which I don't think you enjoyed. But again, we're following the theme of autumn, of back to school, of it being that chilly weather, September, October, November, all of those things. I am your host again. My name is Ryan D. I run the Music Savage show here Monday mornings, but I'm also very lucky to be able to cover for Belinda when she needs me here in Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am enjoying this theme so far. It was a little tough. A lot of songs about autumn and fall, well, they're really, really depressing. And I didn't want this to be a depressing Bubbles in the Think Tank. People write songs about autumn and the leaves changing, and they must feel as though it has to be melancholy and sad. And sometimes that's true. Sometimes it is. But again, this is not a show about being melancholy and sad. It's about being reflective. So, let's get back into it. Back into the school theme. Here in Bubbles in the Think Tank, as all the students are back with their backpacks and their dreams and their wild-eyed anticipation for what is to come.
Milk? Soup. Oh, that's apple juice.
I can read. PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch. All the food groups are represented. Did your mom marry Mr. Rogers?
No, Mr. Johnson.
Huh. Here's my impression of life at Big Bri's house. Son? Yeah, Dad? How's your day, pal? Great, Dad. How's yours?
Super. Say, son, how'd you like to go fishing this weekend?
Great, Dad. But I've got homework to do.
That's all right, son. You can do it on the boat.
Gee. Dear, isn't our son swell? Yes, dear. Isn't life swell?
Oh. This song is called We're Gonna Be Friends.
Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Come with friends, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the buds we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Oh, here we are, no one else. We'll walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime rules, throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. And we don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Sit side by side in every class. A teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she loves the way you sing. And tonight I dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the buns and alphabet. And when I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
They're playing in Central Park. And Church Island is shouting at the gate. Billy didn't tell you everything. Or did he mention the magic day? Well, I figured it out from a fake tree. Taking off is a bell.
this autumn's a-coming, and soon everything around us will die. Only a fool believes that he is different from the birds in the sky. All those birds go chasing some better sunny days. You can't hear them singing, 'cause they've all gone away. But this one bird didn't leave you. It stayed.
Of behavior problems in the classroom involve minor breaches of discipline. These incidents frequently originate in the classroom situation itself and are within the control of the teacher. Disciplinary problems in the classroom are symptoms of underlying weaknesses in total learning situations.
Everything that you want. That's a feeling. is correct. Who makes the rules and make people select? The media is what's on the Saturn track. The TV telling y'all what to think.
Apparently this is the Rivendell remix of the jam. I'm not a big fan of it.
Grade you made on your weekly mathematics test. More than half of you failed. Most of those who passed just got by. Nobody had 100%. This is the poorest class I've had in a long, long time. Most of you have no foundation at all. Now, the trouble's with your attitude. You don't pay enough attention in class. You don't do enough work outside of it. You don't know what the word study means. You haven't the slightest idea. Don't you realize that mathematics is an important subject? I tell you right now that unless you get over your lazy habits and come up to the standards I've set for this class, many of you will have the pleasure of repeating this course next semester.
Yeah.
That's right, no recess. Not for you. Not for you. You haven't eaten all your meat. You can't have your pudding or your recess. WMFO Medford. Bubbles in the think tank. I am your faithful subbing host. My name is Ryan D. I'm here for Belinda. She is a good friend of mine. I hope that she is having a great time on her road trip. I'm sitting in, filling in for the Bubbles in the Think Tank faithful. It is just about midnight. At least that's what the clock across the way in Studio A is telling me as I am locked up here in tiny old Studio C. That's right, folks. Studio A was giving me a little bit of a problem. I didn't feel like staying in there. I wanted to have a good experience. So I chose Studio C. I hope that you're having a fantastic Saturday evening. I thank you so much for spending it with me and for tuning in and for giving me a chance. I hope you're enjoying the theme of going back to school, of autumn weather, of autumn clothes, all the things that are just around the corner, even though it still kind of feels like summer outside. I'm enjoying all the updates on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook page. You guys out there are, you're only pretty great, and Belinda always speaks highly of you, and there is a good reason for that. Got another hour. I know Belinda had spoken on her last show that I was thinking about doing the radio obituaries, but the thing is, folks, that not a lot of people, amazingly enough, because 2016 has been a hell of a year for taking our beloved people away from us, and this past couple of weeks, it's been, you know, there's been obviously a lot of death. People are born, people die every day, but I didn't really see or put together anything for Radio Obituary. That doesn't mean, I mean, I have an idea. It doesn't mean I'm not going to go for it. But if I'm still rolling with this autumn school thing, I may not. And I hope I don't disappoint y'all. And I guess it's good. I guess it's good, right? That not a lot of people have died. Of note that we can play on Bubbles in the Think Tank Radio Obituaries. That's a good thing, isn't it? All right. Bubbles in the Think Tank continues. I hope you all have some wine, a beer, I don't know, a joint, I don't know, whatever. Whatever it is that's making you happy this Saturday evening while you're listening to some music. Let's get back into it. We're keeping with the school thing right now with some silliness. I know Belinda likes the silliness for you to shake your stick at. Not a lot of silliness in autumn. Not a lot of silliness in going back to school. But sometimes... sometimes we can find it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to test your mental I'm going to test your mental coordination with a little... sit down! With a little number called Swing in the Alphabet.
Swing it, brother. Swing it.
Right. I'll explain it so even you can understand. My colleagues will assist. Ready, sister? Let's get that junk out of here. Come on, boys. Scram. I'll give you the idea in a nutshell. B-A, bay. B-E-B. B-I, picky-by. B-O, boat. I'll give you the correct demonstration. Cutie pie, pound those horse teeth.
B-A-Bay, B-E-B, B-I-Bicky-Bye, B-O-Bo, Bicky-Bye-Bo, B-U-Boo, Bicky-Bye-Bo-Boo.
C-H-A, C-E-C, C-I-Sicky-Sye, C-O-So, Sicky-Sye-So, C-U-Soo, Sicky-Sye-So-Soo.
Get the idea, girls? Now we'll all join together on the letter D.
D-A-Day, D-E-D, D-I-Dicky-Dye, D-O-Do, Dicky-Dye-Do,